Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Larry Thomas, the soup Nazi from Seinfeld, and I just want to say, no soup for you, Mr. Media!
That wasn't very nice. Today on Mr. Media, that's mrmedia.com, I'll talk to John O'Hurley, host of the 2010 National Dog ABC at noon on Thanksgiving Day. Stick around. We'll get started as soon as I finish reading his fascinating description of this handsome coat's deep bi-swing vents, perfect for jumping onto a gondola.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media show right on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free app at www.stitcher.com. That's STITCHER.com.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MR Media. Stop by and check it out. There are almost 700 archived celebrity interviews for your listening pleasure, including one with Larry Thomas, the soup Nazi, on Seinfeld. The show is brought to you today by thepartyauthority.us. Planning a wedding, mitzvah, or corporate event in the New York, New Jersey, or Pennsylvania area? Any and all occasions, call the Party Authority nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJS. That's 1-800-342-5357, where one call does it all. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of dog groomers who don't know a Pomeranian from a Labradoodle in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida.
I, too, once fell under the spell of opium. It was 1979. I was traveling the Yangtze in search of a Mongolian horsehair vest. I got to the market after sundown. All of the clothing traders had gone, but a different sort of trader still looked about. Just a tasty set. That was all it took.
Mr. Peterman, I don't know what's going on here. I am not addicted to anything.
Oh, Elaine. The toll road of denial is a long and dangerous one. The price? Your soul.
Who is John O'Hurley? On Thanksgiving Day at noon, he's the host of the National Dog Show on NBC, a job he's held for 9 years. He's also written a couple of dog tail-oriented books. And he's the host of the Daily Family Feud game show. Still can't place him? How about his amazing performance on ABC's Dancing with the Stars in 2005? No? Okay, try this one on. John O'Hurley played Elaine's boss, clothing catalog entrepreneur Jay Peterman, as a recurring character for several seasons on Seinfeld. The joke was that Peterman was based on a real person and a real company. But what happened later was no joke. That's when the Peterman Company, Jay Peterman Company, bounced in and out of bankruptcy, and it was the Peterman, John O'Hurley, who stepped in as an angel investor to save the real Peterman. That's a true story, folks. John O'Hurley, welcome to Mr. Media.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How about you, sir?
Very well this morning.
See, I got to ask you, and I know the answer. I never wake up some days and wonder who the hell you are. I mean, you seem to be so many different people stuffed into one body.
No, I'm still the same person that just likes to do a lot of different things. It's tough to hit a moving target.
good attitude. Now, but you're in so many fields. I mean, you're a businessman. I mean, you're a real honest-to-goodness businessman. You're an actor. You do hosting. You do music. Mm-hmm. I mean, you do a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Do you find that people know you, people who know you in one category know you from another, or are they surprised to find that you do these other things?
I think they're surprised to find out that I do a lot of other things as well. But that's fine with me. I don't expect people to kind of follow the eclectic nature of my pursuits. But that's okay. I do them for me and for because my imagination tells me to do them. And actually, one of them was the National Dog Show. That just came as a big surprise to me one day when the head of NBC Sports gave me a call, and I picked up the phone, and he said, "Woof, woof." And that's how it started 9 years ago, and it's now one of the number one events on NBC television all year long. They do we'll do about 20 million viewers on Thursday.
So So Jeff Zucker, who said woof woof, is no longer has a job, but it's worked out well for you.
Well, it wasn't Jeff Zucker. It was NBC Sports, not entertainment.
I'm just kidding. What is it? Yeah. I mean, did you have this interest in dogs before that call came?
No, not at all. But what they were looking for was they had their expert on dogs, David Fry, who continues to be my co-host on the show. They just wanted someone in there that could, you know, keep the show light and fun. And for me, that's my job every year. We do little skits and just keep the thing palatable and moving along. And also there to ask the questions that, because, you know, we're really dealing with a kind of a mass appeal audience that doesn't know anything about dog shows per se. So we have to educate them every year as well.
Well, and this is something I wanted to ask you about. I mean, for someone who has not, you know, who watches the parade on Thanksgiving morning and then tunes out, how would, you know, what would you tell them to get them to commit an hour or two to your show and check it out?
Well, everybody loves dogs, and pretty much everybody has a dog. There's 45 million of them in this country, and the nice thing is that you're watching the best. These are the best dogs in the country. Every one of them is a breed winner before they come to the National Dog Show. They have to be in order to qualify. So you're watching 2,000 of the best dogs in the country, more than 170 different breeds, and we're introducing actually 6 new breeds this year. And it's just a day where everybody, you know, you can't, you know, as you're playing with the remote and you hit the dog show, everybody has a tendency to want to stop for a few minutes and watch, and it really is an entertaining piece. And if you have a dog at home, you root for the alma mater factor. You root for your dog.
The Labradoodle or the Pomeranian, what have you. is there anything particular we should look for in this year's competition?
Well, this year we have 5 of the top 10 dogs in the world will be there. As I said, we're also introducing 6 new breeds. So it makes it pretty exciting in the fact that we don't have any one particular dog who's been showing so well that it looks like it would be a walk-away victory. This is going to be kind of any dog will have his day on Thursday, and that kind of makes it exciting to see which one the judges will go for when it comes to best in show.
And, John, does there tend to be any backstage intrigue at this show?
Oh, no, it's actually more fun than intrigue, because, you know, the dogs really don't care. They just enjoy the day, and it's a chance to sniff a few other dogs and the bright lights and a lot of people. But it's a wonderful competition that really rewards the rich history of breeding. And so there really isn't much intrigue, saying, going back. But there is a lot of surprises in the judging, and you never know what the one particular judge will see on one particular given day, and a dog that has not shown as well can all of a sudden end up a champion.
Now, John, even the most beautiful of dogs, the most well-trained of dogs, is still a dog most days. Have you had any moments over the years where, you know, a beautiful dog suddenly...
Yes. I would tell you it happened once in the history of the show where we did have, at the end of all dogs, it was the Great Dane. not the dog you want, but he left a little courtesy reminder of how big he is.
I see. Off the dog show, before we have to let you go, what else do you have coming up? Any new?
I finished with Family Feud. I now have a new show in development right now that we're tinkering with. I have spent all summer on Broadway in the musical Chicago, and have another offer to go back this spring to a new show on Broadway, and so we'll see how everything lines up. It's going to be a busy year.
Great. Well, folks, listen, you can see John O'Hurley host the 2010 edition of the National Dog Show on NBC at noon on Thanksgiving Day. You can also order his books, including It's Okay to Miss the Bet on the First Jump, right now at a great price at MrMedia.com. John O'Hurley, thanks so much for joining us on Mr. Media today.
Great to talk to you.
Happy Thanksgiving, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
And for more original interviews with your favorite TV stars, surf over to our main site, mrmedia.com, mrmedia.com. You can subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, a comment on today's show, or would like to advertise Mr. Media, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter. It's twitter.com/Andelman, or on Facebook, just search Mr. Media Interviews. Thanks for joining us today. Always appreciate you giving up a little piece of your day and spend it with us. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Romy Rosemont. I play Finn's mom, or Carol Hudson, on Glee. And, you know, as a good parent, I must warn you, keep your children away from Mr. Media. It's what's best. Really.